It's Friday. It's always Friday when we do this podcast. And you're listening to the Teach Computing podcast, the podcast that goes out every Friday. And I'm sat in, I'm told, this is the Will.i.am lounge.
So this is the Will.i.am lounge in Media City, in the Landing, where Will.i.am sits with his bodyguards outside.
Ah, so we're in a private members club in Media City. That's right, that's where we are. We're in a private members club called the
Seventh Floor.
And Lee Guest. That's Lee Guest. Lee Stott. Who's Lee Guest? Oh, Lee Guest, I know. Yeah, never mind. So, Lee Stott, you're actually from the north, aren't you? Or you live
here? So I actually live in Manchester. I work for Microsoft.
Right.
I have a great job of basically being responsible for people building games for Windows Home, Windows 8 and Xbox One. But more importantly, from an education perspective, inspiring lecturers, teachers and students to use Microsoft platforms. So all about helping them, giving them the right tool sets. So I own a product called DreamSpark in the UK. And that's about giving free developer tools to students.
DreamSpark must be a great thing, because every time I mention things on Twitter or whatever, you always say, oh, but remind everybody that DreamSpark is free. Is it free? Or
it's completely free. So any school children, anybody in school, college or university, if you're a teacher, a student or an educator, you can download all our software for free from DreamSpark. And when I say all our software, it's all our developer tools and all our IT professional tools, not Microsoft Office.
No.
But it's about inspiring kids to code and not play, and either go into careers in development or careers in IT.
So DreamSpark is like a suite, is that right?
So DreamSpark is
a wrapper around
our tools. So for example, if you're interested in becoming an IT professional, you can get Windows Server, SQL Server. If you're interested in becoming a developer, you've got tools like Visual Studio. And then we've got all the curriculum materials that go behind that to help kids and teachers really learn how to start coding.
So Visual Studio, that might be if your text-based programming is your thing. So
Visual Studio is if you want to build apps or create programs for any device, you need Visual Studio. So Visual Studio is a professional tool that all the big corporates use. It's about £1,500 a license.
Yeah.
So if you can learn to program in Visual Studio...
But with DreamSpark, you get that for free.
You get that for free.
Yeah. And is it just Visual Basic?
No, it's Visual Studio, which is basically Visual Basic, so anything .NET, JavaScript and HTML5, and all our new languages as well. So being able to build a new app for Windows 8 or Windows Home.
But why would somebody want to use Visual Studio rather than, say, one of these other free text editors like Notepad++?
Yeah.
Or
it's a great thing. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is teach more children, especially if they want to go into a role in industry, is being able to understand industrial tools, industrial techniques. So Visual Studio is what we call an IDE. So it's an integrated development environment. And it's about learning things like ALM, so application lifecycle management. Look, things like TDD, so test-driven development. So if, when you go for that interview, and you can say, I've used a professional tool, I understand lifecycle process management, I understand how to do debugging, testing, quality assurance, project management, I've used these tools already, that gives those students just that enhanced ability in the interview.
Do you think that there's a danger that some people are going to see this as like a cynical marketing exercise from
We'll always be seen as being a cynical marketing exercise. Yeah. And I think, you know, the key thing for us is we're trying to empower the workforce of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So yes, we give them the tools for free. And yes, they will be buying those licenses in the future once they become professionals. But we're trying to give them access to the best tools available. We want great graduates, we want great computer scientists in the UK, and we want people who know how to program and how to use these tool sets. The biggest issue we face at the moment is students are leaving school, college or university, and they just don't understand the fundamental concepts. So we're trying to say, changes to the computer science curriculum is great, we're going to try and empower teachers with curriculum resources, we're going to give you access to the best tools.
Now, recently... lots of people have been getting very excited about Touch Develop.
Yes.
Tell me what you know about Touch Develop.
So I love Touch Develop. So Touch Develop is basically, it's an IDE, so it's an integrated development environment for any device, just as long as you've got a browser.
So it's not just for developing like apps for Windows Surface?
It's an IDE that sits in the cloud, sits on a web server. So if you've got an iPhone, anything that will take new HTML5, so iPhone, Android, Windows, mobile phones and smartphones, you can use Touch Develop. One of the big advantages, you can build apps, you can build games. It's very simplistic in its approach, so it's very like ActionScript based. you know, very visual programming. And one of the key things is that you can build real apps with it.
So you can actually, you can build the apps on the device you're going to use it with.
Yeah, so you can actually build the games or the apps on a Windows phone or a Surface or an iPad or an Android device.
So, like, are you saying if I had some of these, you know, you can buy these like £50 now, like... OEM, you might say, yeah.
So
Android
Huddle,
tablets.
Tesco's Android. Yes, so if that has a HTML5 capable browser, you can use TouchDevelop. So it's about breaking anything down to the lowest level. And the lowest level is we want kids coding and not playing. Mm-hmm. And TouchDevelop's a great opportunity there.
This sounds great. So for people to find out more about DreamSpark, do they just look?
Just go to dreamspark.com.
They just go to Bing to search for DreamSpark.
Or Google and go to DreamSpark. Or just go to dreamspark.com.
Yeah. And what... Let's just say somebody's listening to this podcast and they haven't got a lot of time and they've got something next week. What would be a quick win for them to go and find something? Is it like...
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, if you're a teacher out there and you're looking for real key curriculum resources, if you just go to microsoft.com/faculty, we've got lots of teaching resources. What we really want is teachers to be like yourself, Alan, is be inspirers of children. You know, I remember being at college and at school, and what got me into IT was really inspirational teachers. Not the content the teacher was teaching, it was more about them as individuals and me looking at them going, that's cool, I want to do that. So what we're trying to do now is with Microsoft Partners in Learning is build that network, build inspirational teachers who can help us with CAS projects. So you've seen the recent announcements about funding
that's
the CAS.
Right. £334,000.
It's about $500,000. Right. So about £380,000.
There was something that was posted just yesterday on the CAS website, which was saying that they're looking to set up some teachers. So one is like a full-time role as a...
We're looking for inspirational teachers who understand computer science, who understand how to code, to be able to equip other teachers with curriculum resources that make them the rock star in the classroom. And for those students who are rock stars themselves, enough support and information to allow them to grow and self-develop and ideally come and work for us in the future or come and work for one of our partners in the future or become a startup and be the next Google or Microsoft.
You're very active on Twitter. Is it @Lee_Scott?
Stott.
Yeah.
So it's @Lee_Stott.
And Lee is LEE_STOTT.
Yes.
But Lee, thank you very much.